Welcome to WDW for Families, the original family-friendly trip planning podcast, helping you plan your Disney vacation for over 5 years.
All right, welcome to WDW for Families, and we are back with another show, this time with a practical podcast, here with our full house of panelists, Stephanie, Charity, Mark, Randy, Rusty, all here joining us tonight. Everyone say hello.
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 Howdy.
I knew that was going to be glorious. All right. So anyways, we've got a very interesting topic. We're really just going to get to it because we have not done this topic in probably 5 years. It's been a long time since we've talked about what do you pack to take to Walt Disney World. And we're just going to turn it over to the panel. I'm not going to really do any any prologue is what I meant. And we're just going to get right to the podcast. All right. So we're going to start with Stephanie. And Stephanie's just going to tell us, hey, what do you pack to go to Walt Disney World?
Okay, thanks, Todd. So, I have to first of all confess that I am one of those nerds that probably starts packing maybe 2 weeks before the trip. And, I am not a throw everything in a bag kind of girl. Like, I like to plan it out. And, it's almost maybe embarrassing that I'll lay out the outfits and then I'll say, okay, which ears go with this outfit? Okay, this outfit. And which ears go with this outfit? And it's almost become a problem in that I need a suitcase just for my ears. So, hands down, the first thing I do, gotta get my Mickey paraphernalia, gotta get all the ears. Yes. And Todd has to get his Donald Duck stuff. I've got to get, you know, I've got to figure out what purse do I want with this outfit. This is like total girl talk, right? Ears and the purse. Okay. But when we talk about practical items, and I do think that I should just preface this by saying that this will change according to the ages of your kids. It just will. When they're little, you need about 15 extra outfits. You need all the accessories that go with, you know, a diaper bag, diapers, all that good stuff. So for me personally, I am no longer in that phase. But I can help clients out with that and give them long lists of things to pack. But personally, a couple of items that I always pack are lots of portable chargers. As you guys know, when you're running the app constantly and you're taking pictures on your phone, you've got to have more juice. So I always kind of charge them up at home, and I'll pack several of those. That's one item I don't ever forget. They were making fun of me before we started about Ziploc bags, but for real, guys, I always pack Ziploc bags, and I pack different sizes. I pack the snack bag, the sandwich bag, and the gallon bags. Because you just never know what you need a Ziploc bag. So on my last trip, of course, it was in December, and I did the whole cookie trail. Well, you can't eat that many cookies. I mean, some people might be able to. But I personally couldn't. So I would take the Instagram pictures, right? And then I would bag each one up because I knew I wanted to try it later. So that's just one example, plastic bag. I know a lot of people will, right now, will use a plastic bag, put their mask in it while they're eating, just so you don't lay it on the table. So there's all kinds of different things that you can use plastic bags for. Wet clothes, just all sorts of things. So, portable chargers, Ziploc bags, and let's see. I always bring my own hand sanitizer because I want to have my own. Major stuff, sunscreen, always. You can buy sunscreen And I have on occasion forgotten it. And then I had to pay $15 for sunscreen, which is not fun. So that's an item I always pack. Lots of socks. Randy, we'll talk about that later. I mean, Rusty. Well, sorry, Rusty. I know. Sorry, Rusty. We need you to go through your spiel on that. But for me, I always pack a couple of pairs of like super comfortable shoes. And this is like my one hack I want to share. You all may know this, but, just being a runner, I have learned that I always will pack several pieces of newspaper in the bottom of my suitcase. The reason being, if it rains and your shoes get wet, the only thing that will dry them out is to crunch up newspaper and stuff it in your shoes. And for whatever reason, it dries them out overnight. So I usually just pack a flat, several pieces of newspaper. That is all I can think of off the top of my head. I'm sure I'll think of some more. Is that enough, guys?
That's a good start. That's a good start. Charity, who is infamous on our podcast for being the Batwoman of Disney World with her utility belt with thousands of items inside of it, is going to go next. So let's hear from Mrs. Practicality herself, Ms. Charity Roth.
Yes, actually, my husband is so kind whenever he talks about me and my bag that I take everywhere, or my usually giant purse. He reminds everyone that it is an award-winning purse, because, you know, I went to one of those baby shower events and they're like, what do you have in your purse? Does anyone have this? And yeah, knocked it out of the park. I won him a Starbucks gift card. So ever since, he's had to be really nice about it. And he's kind for that matter. But I've got plenty of practical items, and I will put you into suspense and just say that there is one item that have a little bit of a story about from working in the park that I'll save as my last item. So following up on what Stephanie said, you know, with the Ziploc bag, I would say one thing that we've sometimes forgotten is a laundry bag. Sometimes we forget to have a bag for our dirty laundry. And then, you know, has anyone ever done that where then you end up going in and you're like, oh, there's a bag for like dry cleaning. Here, let me undo that plastic bag and I'm going to use that as my dirty laundry bag. I think someone else has done that before. But now we do have bags that are specifically for our dirty laundry. And when we purchased those, I made sure to get the ones that have the waterproof lining, because, you know, it never fails. Either your last day or your next last day, you were in the rain, or you decided to have a pool day before you left, and you end up having something that's wet. So having a waterproof bag or ton of gallon Ziploc bags will do the same trick. Along the lines of bags, I would say whatever bag you're going to take into the park, whether it be a purse or a book bag or a fanny pack, since those are coming back, you know, whatever bag you take, just make sure it's a bag with the least amount of zippers. We have moved through the years, you know, from having the book bag with every single possible compartment in it to just a book bag that has one small area and one large area. So we have as few zippers as possible, because, you know, right now they've moved to a thankfully faster route for security. But still, if you do have, for example, one of those large chargers, that I love to carry around with me. Stephanie, thank you for mentioning those. Whenever I take one of those large chargers with me, that is the thing that keeps setting off the metal detectors. And so they're still having to search through my bag. So having a bag that has the least amount of zippers just means that you're going to spend the least amount of time at the security desk, or, you know, at the table where they're going through your bag. So definitely, you know, if you don't already have a park bag, you don't already have something that you're doing, you know, taking with you, I would say if you're in the market for a bag, get one with the lowest amount of zippers possible. What to put in the bag? I like to make sure that I always have chapstick with me. That's something that, you know, hard to find. And when you need it, you feel like you really need it. Especially if you're like me, you end up being on a lot of allergy medications when you're going to Florida. It's a different state, different climate, different plants. So I get really dried out. Having chapstick is great. Another item that you really can't find anywhere is chewing gum. You can't find chewing gum on Disney property. They don't want you to chew gum with the idea that, you know, if you don't make it to a trash can, that's going to be a mess for them to clean up. So if you are someone that likes to chew gum, or especially right now with masks, it's kind of nice to have something in your mouth, especially after, you know, being a bully or something that may not smell great in your mouth later. I would suggest having some chewing gum. So chewing gum and chapstick are great to have. Also, again, because of my allergy issues, I'm someone that needs to have tissues. You know, inadvertently, I will need to have tissues somewhere, like in the middle of a queue where you can't get out to run and blow your nose. So I buy those little mini packs of tissues. They, you know, sometimes they'll have them at the Target dollar section, or you can get them at the dollar store. The little individual packs, they take up barely any space. And if you're lucky, sometimes they're even Disney themed. So I always like to take those with me. I know Stephanie said she does the hand sanitizer, brings her own hand sanitizer. I am a huge fan of the hand sanitizing wipes. So I bring those with me now that we're not in the baby stage. We don't have baby wipes with us all the time. But I found that having wipes is really handy. Like when you're going to sit down at a quick service table and maybe it hasn't been cleaned yet between the last party and you. Or even if you're going to sit down at a bench and, oh, you realize that, you know, that somebody spilled their ice cream or something before you. Having those hand sanitizing wipes, you know, not only is it cleaning it up, but it's also sanitizing it, which is something that I like to have with me. Another thing that I like to have is, and it, I mean, it sounds silly with the heat, but I am someone that can get kind of cold easily if you're stuck under an air conditioning vent. So having, you know, having just a light sweater in my bag, because I do have a giant bag, I can pack something like that. Having a light sweater is good in case, you know, if we're seated at our restaurant and I end up seated under an air conditioning vent, or, you know, if my kids are sweaty and they get seated under a vent and they go, oh, I'm cold, I don't want to sit here. Well, you know, if I have my little thin sweater, then we've done that too, and that makes it a little easier to bear. Along the lines of Stephanie lining out all of her outfits and all of her ears, we're the same way, but we like to pack out our costumes. So we always have, you know, it figured out who are we meeting, where are we going, what costume are we wearing. And so we like to have costumes. And then, of course, if we're wearing a costume, you know, if my kids are wearing costumes, well, I like to make sure that I have just a small, you know, t-shirt and shorts, have it rolled up and in my bag so I'm ready just in case the costume gets to be too much. You know, along the lines of having newspaper for your shoes to dry them out, we do an extra pair of shoes for everybody.
Hey, let me jump in there real quick. I had another couple of things kind of pop into my brain too. And if I don't say it, I'll forget it, right? The biggest thing that I always, always, always pack is rain gear. Whether it's like a rain jacket or, poncho, I don't usually pack an umbrella. Some people like to pack umbrellas, but I like to have something because typically, there will be a pop-up shower, and usually it's real short. So But it's nice to have that in your bag to pull it out, put it on, and then once that rain shower's over, you can stuff it back in your bag. So the rain gear is something I always bring. Water bottle, I always bring. I drink a lot of water, and I'll fill it up at the water bottle fill-ups, or yes, I will even fill it at the water fountain. I don't love it, but I'll do that, and sometimes I'll bring some flavor packets to put in to make it taste better. So those are just a couple of other things that kind of popped into my brain.
So I'm, like, amazed at the thought you guys put into what you're bringing, because I do none of that. Like, so let me tell you mine. Let me kind of interrupt with my what Randy packs, okay? There's the clothes. And when I say the clothes, it's like just the basics, right? Shirts, shorts, etc. Basics. And then I've got my little travel toiletry bag that's already packed. And all I got to do is pick it up and I put it in. Done. Okay. Now, I will say one little special thing that's in my toiletry bag that I might ask for people's consideration is this little stick of glide stuff that like runners and cyclists use. And that can be really handy. Okay. That can be really handy. So I do have that, but that's in that bag and that goes in done. And then I have the magic bands in a certain place. You get one magic band for every 3 days of the trip. That's the rule. So if we're taking a 7 day trip, you get three magic bands. You got to make that work. I'm not bringing in all 50 magic bands. Okay. So I hand out the magic bands, and then we now bring a Roku. We didn't used to do that. Now we bring a Roku. Daddy's in charge of that. I forgot it last time. My bad. So I do that. Swim stuff, including flip-flops. I bring two pair of shoes in case one gets wet. And then I go to the things I'm bringing to the airport, which is my visor, left pocket has phone and battery, right pocket has headphones and wallet, and shirt has sunglasses and pen, because I want to be able to do the Sudoku in the magazine on the plane. So I got to bring a pen. And that's it. Randy out. That's what I bring. And if I need something else when I'm there, I buy it at the gift shop.
Randy. You've got 1 foot in Shady Acres. I'm just going to be honest with you.
That's it, man. That's all. And I've said before, when I get there, the stuff, the clothes come out of the bag into the drawers. Because when I move into Disney, I move in. And all it takes, I pull out my little, bathroom bag, whatever that's called, toiletry bag. I hang that up, put my clothes in the drawers, hook up the Roku, and I'm on to watching TV. And I'm good. I'm good to go.
You literally bring a pen for the Sudoku.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. For the Sudoku.
Okay. All right. Rusty, save us. Help us here. Give us some things that you pack for Disney World.
Yeah. First, I want to say, good job on the Roku, because that's kind of like you got to have that Apple TV something wherever you go now.
Yeah.
Kind of like just, you got to have. So I will say too that, the last time we've gone, Amazon, they have a 2-hour delivery there at the resorts. And so it's great for lighting your load, because we ordered our stuff, when we got on the plane and we got to the resorts, it was there. And that really saved on a lot of things that we didn't have to worry about packing. Especially when you start getting toiletry items that you may want there. That is a great way to just save your load. And then, because I guess we just left it there. We're like, we don't need to take all this stuff back with us. So, and some stuff we used. So a few things that we do that we kind of talk about. One is, some type of waterproof, backpack or cell phone, case, something that we can have for when we go on water rides. You need something to be able to put everything in. So everybody can get the phones in, whether it's a Ziploc bag. We've done those before. And then, here lately, we just have some type of waterproof bag that we can put everything in, and it can be something really thin or something a little more substantial. I think about, deodorant wipes. That's kind of a nice thing to have if you're going to be in the parks for a long time, especially in July. So we have used those before. And then stroller clips. I'm really kind of shocked no one's used that. So if you're still using a stroller, I know some of y'all have aged out of that end, but we're there. And it's great to put a water bottle on or just other little things that you're carrying along the way with you to kind of just pop on. So we have those. And then, I kind of thought about Charity, when you were talking earlier, we like to carry just a small light blanket because depending on where you're going to, especially if you have kids and you like, you go to Fantasmic and you're sitting on a metal bleacher after it's been kind of hot all day long, or you want to sit down and watch the parade and you want something, especially for, small sit down on, it's really nice to have just a small blanket. And then, I echo Randy. I was going to say Go Bond or the, some type of the glide stuff that you put on if you're running, because especially in the summer months, it's just so hot. And, you know, chafing, it can just happen so easy. And then I'd also say, I like the little bitty fans you can put around your neck if it's July. And we've been there in July and it's just steamy hot. And, you know, they have those you can just wrap around your neck. It really does make a difference. You look kind of stupid wearing it, but, you know, you're about 10 degrees cooler. So it's not such a big deal. And then my only other thing that I don't think you may have said so far is, sometimes souvenirs, glow sticks, trading pins off of eBay sometimes, if you want your kids to trade out and you don't want to spend a ton of money, but anything that you can do on that end just to save money, you can buy those really cheap. Once again, you can get that from Amazon, ship to your place, or just put some in your bag. So I'm cheap. I like to not spend ton of money in the parks, and so I'll take something like that to give to Jaden, so that when he sees all the other stuff, he has his own stuff.
Now you, Stephanie said something about the socks. Tell us about that.
Well, I mean, I'm notorious inside the park. I'm always going to have extra socks with me. One that is, you know, like if you ride a water ride, I cannot stand having wet feet. It is like notoriously bad. I usually will not ride a water ride. If I know I'm going to go somewhere and I'm going to, yes, I have taken Walmart sacks into the park and put them on my feet when I've gone over to Universal and have gotten on like the, Dudley Do Right. Yes, I have tied Walmart bags around my feet, to keep my socks feet dry, because the worst thing I could ever have is wet feet. I just cannot stand that feeling to have. So.
Well, I totally agree with the wet feet. And so I have embarrassed my family by being at a restaurant. You know, I'll be at, Mama Melrose when it just poured down rain, and I'll take off my shoes and socks under the table. And I think that's okay. as long as it's under the table, it's fine. And my family thinks it is absolutely disgusting and awful and should never be done. But I'm like you, Rusty. I don't want my feet getting all wrinkly and no, I don't need that. So yeah. They have bought me the little plastic booties that you zip up over your shoes. They've bought me waterproof socks that are absolutely awful. They've bought me anything they can get me to keep me from taking off my shoes. That's what they will do.
Yeah, you know, I think the booties might work good if you're going on a water ride as well, maybe. But like I said, I know we've been over at Universal and I've done that, and the workers there just start cracking up laughing. And like, hey, listen, man, if you get blisters on your feet, your trip's over with.
Yep.
You just can't, you're walking 10 miles a day. So yeah, I mean, I'm obsessive with that. I change socks regularly 2 or 3 times a day when I'm at Disney because it just feels better on my feet. So.
I'll interject here real quick, and Mark probably knows this secret, but Mark, you're aware of the product Power Glide, right? So Power Glide is like it's like magic. It is like a step above whatever anti-chafing ingredient you use. You can usually get it at sporting goods stores like Dick's or Dunham's or places like that, and you can find, it looks like deodorant. It's a blue, like a container, just Power Glide or Runner's Glide, some people will call it. And that stuff is magic. And it works on your feet as well. That's why I thought about it. Because Amanda, when she walks a lot, her feet are such that she can't find shoes that her toe box is really comfortable in, and it will hurt the ends of her feet. Well, if she puts Power Glide on the end of her feet, she doesn't have trouble, and even in the races. So that's a magical thing to pack. I'm about to spend it over to Mark, but Mark looks like he's distracted. Mark, are you with us? Are you here?
I'm here.
Okay, Mark, what do you pack for Disney?
Well, I have two different lanes. Back when the kids were younger and we had a stroller, everything y'all said and then some. Cause we were on pretty tight budget. So we brought sandwiches, we brought snacks, drinks. I mean, the whole bottom part of our stroller was a grocery store of, and we've done park days and not bought a thing in the park. But now that the little ones are a little older, and when I go by myself, I travel real light. I don't like carrying any bag, not even a fanny pack. So, I'll just carry my magic band. Sometimes I'll just put some cash and an ID in my pocket, and a little ID / money clip, not a money clip, but one of the leather little pouches, and that'll be it. Other than I like to carry an old cell phone instead of carrying a power rod. That way you can still do the My Disney Experience app, make your reservations and all those things, but your phone's not tied up for communication for other things. And that's come in real handy. Todd has seen some of that come into play.
It was a flip phone last time you were with me.
Yeah, it was. It was actually. They're coming back. Y'all just wait a long time.
Yeah.
But no, that having two phones, is like I said, if you're going to carry a power rod, why not have the ability to have a second device? And, for some of our travel agents, I think that'd come in handy too, where they're not sucking their battery down. They can be doing something while they're enjoying their park. So they can be on, their normal phone and on the free Wi-Fi doing the My Disney Experience, app at the same time. I like shoes. I like comfortable shoes, and I'll bring, if I'm there 4 days, I may bring four pairs of shoes. When I'm doing the runs, the marathons, I've got some pictures. I pack about two sets of clothes per day just in case, because you don't know. I'm from North Carolina. Our temperatures are similar, but sometimes it's warmer, sometimes it's colder, and I don't want to get caught being hot or cold. I want to have options, tons of options. And then I'll always bring old clothes. And in the running world, you call them throwdown clothes. You wear them in the corral. You throw them down before you go. I'll bring those if it's like a day that's supposed to start off cool and get warm. I'll bring something and throw it down, not literally, but Disney's going to pick it up. They're going to put it in there, lost and found. It's going to be donated to charity, to a charity, not our charity. I'll bring like an old sweater or something that I would probably need to donate anyway as my throwdown, attire, but an extra phone, throwdown attire are my two big things.
I would say that one of the things that I always bring, and you know, defining what do you pack for Disney World is two different things. What do you pack to go on the trip? What do you pack to go in the park? When I go in the park, I obviously try to go in with as little as possible. But when I go to Disney World, there's a few things that I always pack. One thing for sure is I bring an extra bag. I will pack an extra travel bag inside my bag in case I see something that catches my fancy there at Disney World that can count as one of the boys' luggage pieces on the way back. Another thing I will always pack is I will always pack lightweight jackets, jackets that I can wear if it's cold or if it's warm, because I like having just an all-purpose middle-of-the-road option to wear at Disney World. And I don't think there's a picture of me at Disney World in the last 15 years where I'm not wearing some sort of lightweight jacket. So it just doesn't matter what the temperature is. You can wear that. And they're pretty handy, especially if they have a hood when it comes to rain. I always pack ponchos. And when I say always, I mean every time we don't need them. It seems like when we do pack ponchos, it doesn't rain. When we don't, it does. And then we end up spending money on ponchos. And that's where the snack credit story comes from, the infamous snack credit story, if you remember that. I won't go through it again, obviously. Another thing that we tend to pack is, and this sounds weird, but a extension cord. We generally pack an extension cord for the room. And now that room technology has kind of kept up with like by your bed, there's going to be outlets for everybody and stuff. Maybe that's out of use, but in the past, we used to find that extension cord would come in handy every once in a while. Maybe that's a thing of the past and we don't need to do that anymore, but
I still do that, Todd.
What'd you say, Russ?
I always have a 6-foot extension cord or it just stays in a suitcase.
And yeah.
Beth already brings one too.
I always keep a night light in my suitcase to carry when I go to hotels because the last thing I wanted to have to do, wake up in the middle of the night and remember where the bathroom's at.
Is the Mickey Mouse themed nightlight? Is it a theme?
It's a $2 Dollar General, something that I don't care what happens to it if I leave it at the hotel not locked. Because I'm notorious to also forget to bring it home with me. So it's just the cheapest thing I can find, but I always carry a not light with me when I know I'm going to be staying in a hotel that, because it's just, it's nice having an extra light somewhere to be able to see where things are at.
I've got one more and then I'll turn it back over to Charity. I always bring a notebook and a pen. I know I can get the pen at the hotel and I don't necessarily need it for Sudoku, but I always bring a notebook so I can take notes of things that I'd like to remember from my vacation because I'm notorious for thinking of great ideas for the podcast or for, future trips to Disney or do not eat at Bongo's ever again. And sometimes I forget these ideas. And, I may never look at it again, but one of the things that I enjoy is at night laying there as my family's trying to go to sleep and I'll just write some of my thoughts from the day. And I know that's not so strange to you guys because you guys know I'm a writer, but that's just something I enjoy. And then I can look back and go, oh yeah, I'm not supposed to eat at Bongo's again. Okay. I won't book Bongo's. Of course, that's not a problem anymore since Bongo's is gone, but it's a helpful thing to me. And now I look back at those notebooks. I found one the other day from like a trip from the 90s. And I look back at them and think, man, the memories. And I just read back on the things we did then. And I'm like, back then I was even more militant about it. It was like, we rode the Jungle Cruise twice today. We did this today. And it was just a fun reminder of everything we did back then. Charity, give us some more.
Well, Randy, I don't remember when he mentioned it, was it a prior show? But he had mentioned something about doing laundry. And that reminded me, especially when we travel with the young kids or if we're doing one of our long haul trips, like when we do, a 7, 8, 10 day trip, you guys know I love doing laundry at Disney. It's 10 times better than doing laundry at home. So we have gotten to the point where I'll just make sure that I take, a couple baggies of, the laundry pods. Those are super easy to pack. Just pack a couple laundry pods and then you're ready to go. I mean, Disney has laundry detergent down there, but it smells like pine trees. So I prefer the home kind a little bit more. So I'll take that with us. But, hey, I did promise you guys to, give you a weird one that was related to a story. So I was working at, I think it was probably the Towers stores. You know, Towers or Mouse Gear. So I think it was the Towers. And, so that's the stores at Epcot as you're headed straight towards the World Showcase Lagoon. You have a store on either side right as you're entering. So there's one on the way to Mexico and one on the way to Canada. And So working in one of those stores, I had a mom and, you know, her son come up, and her son was, you know, a teenager, and he's kind of looking all sheepish. And his mom quietly asked, she says, "Do you guys sell deodorant?" We did not sell deodorant. And I unfortunately couldn't think of anywhere that was guest facing that did. Now, we did, you know, we did have deodorant for purchase out of a vending machine, you know, in the cast member area, but there wasn't anywhere that I knew of, at the time that you could purchase it. So I would say, you know, if you're a mom of a tween or a teen, you know, why not get one of those travel deodorants and just bring it with you just in case? Because I can say that poor boy, he must have just dreaded the experience of having his mom come up in the store and ask me. He must have, you know, really felt embarrassed for a lot of his day, because I'm sure that wasn't the only time that he heard about it from his parents. So anyways, I know we're reaching that point. My daughter is 9. We're reaching that point where I'm probably going to be the mom that packs a little deodorant to take with me just in case. So, it's a weird one, but I would say, you know, if you have anybody in your family that falls into that category, why not plan to bring it just in case?
When your kids are small, you really ought to be bringing an extra set of clothes, regardless. You never know when, you know, Brewer had diarrhea one night, and just, it was awful. And you just don't know. Disney was kind enough to give us a pair of pajamas, but you don't know if you're going to get that kind of Disney magic. You may be out of luck. And so, obviously, if you're a young parent, hopefully you know to bring one pair of clothes per kid under 10. Under 10 is a good one, because, I mean, even our 8 or 9 year old can have a mishap of some sort, for sure. All right. Let's go back to Charity. Back to you.
Yeah. I'm going to second you on that one. We've had the incident of, you know, just having a tummy that really didn't feel good that day. And, unfortunately that happened on the airplane on the way home from Disney. And if you expect that your 5 or 6 year old is going to be fine because they haven't had an accident in a long time and you didn't bring an extra pair of clothes, it makes for a tough experience.
Especially if you have if you've got the stroller, because you've got somewhere to put things. And like, you know, we carry a wheelchair everywhere we go, and we can put the backpack on the back of the wheelchair. So it's really, you know, it's really convenient for us. And I would say also on that point, and Mark, I'll go to you next, is that if you're flying in the airplane, you need to pack a pair of clothes and whatever carry-on you're taking on the airplane in case the airport loses your luggage, which has happened to us multiple trips to Disney. So having a pair of clothes that you can change into until the airport finally gets your luggage is a really smart move. Mark?
Yeah, I'll add on to that. Having that extra pair of clothes in your carry-on, because you don't know if you're, when you check in, usually your bags are there, but they might not be there in your room also. So having that extra pair of clothes for everyone can also come in handy if your bags haven't made it to your room from the airport. And also, I'm one of the few people, I believe, that loved having a stroller. That was like, to me, it was solid gold, because you're not listening to your, I'd rather push my kids instead of listen to them complain about their feet. And yeah. I was one of the parents that had kids that could walk, but I still put them in the stroller just because I spent the money, I spent the time, and that's a big part. I'm not listening to them at 12:30 talk about how they're tired, you know, because we got a parade that daddy wants to see and a nighttime spectacular and 5 more rides to go ride. So get in the stroller. I'll push it. Don't complain about it.
But I will tell you this, as the dad of 3 boys, the double stroller is such a monstrosity to maneuver around, especially getting off and on Disney transportation. Man, the days of the single stroller, those were gold.
This was the cheapest umbrella, $5 get at whatever dollar store you can find stroller that would just barely make it through the trip. And if it doesn't make it the rest of the way home, then it's sitting beside a trash can out in the parking lot.
But Mark,
it was the bare necessity.
Mark, you're 6 foot like two, right? How did you the umbrella stroller? Were your shoulders aching the whole time?
I may have looked like the Hunchback of Notre Dame pushing the stroller, but you know, I could pick it up when I needed to, you know, it could strap down, and my wife is there and she is not 6'2", so it is perfect pushing and leaning height.
I will say, like, when we're talking about packing and stuff, there are stroller rental places in Florida, in case you didn't know that. And you do not have the hassle of packing up your stroller and trying to ship it down to Disney World. There are places like the Kingdom Stroller Company, et cetera, et cetera. That was a free plug. But there are places that will rent you those that are cheaper than renting them at the parks. Randy.
Yep.
Oh, you have something, Charity, real quick.
Yeah, about the stroller, I would say we've done the thought process of, okay, do we rent it or do we bring it down with us? And we've ended up choosing to bring it down with us because you can gate check your stroller, which means I can use the stroller the whole time I'm going through the airport. And the whole time we're going towards, you know, wherever we need to get. So we're getting from the airport to the Magical Express, and you have that stroller the whole time, which can be pretty, you know, pretty handy depending on how tired your kids are. So we've actually found that we enjoyed it better when we brought our stroller with us instead of renting it. But yeah, I mean, if you've got a ton of luggage and it's just easier to have the kids walk, then rent the strollers. And with the double versus single stroller, we actually went two single strollers. And it worked out really well because the kids at two different ages, one we could be taking to an attraction, while the other one, maybe we were doing the walk around trying to get them to nap. So the two separate single strollers is what worked for us.
Okay, Randy.
Yeah, I know we need to wrap up. I just was going to add, just kind of echo something Todd said earlier, that wearing a lightweight jacket or having a sweatshirt or something. I know on the last trip we took, a mistake I made was looking at the forecast, and it said the low was going to be 70. And I was like, oh, 70. I won't need a sweatshirt at all. And then, you know, you get to have an evening where it's 72 and breezy when you've been at the pool all day. You feel a little warm, you know, you've got a little sun-kissed face, and it can be a little chilly, even at 72 when the breeze picks up. And then you go into the restaurant where it's 65 degrees, and having a sweatshirt, even in the you know, spring and fall, even maybe even the summer, can be handy. So, yeah, bring a sweatshirt or a little jacket. It's good, too.
All right, Rusty. Got anything for us to add?
Well, I do like when Charity, I would say that, especially if you have kids under three, carrying your own stroller in the airport is a huge benefit. Once they get over three, I don't know about as much, but under three, yes, 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 yes. Even if it's an umbrella stroller, something, because carrying a kid around the airport is not easy. We learned that firsthand. And we rented the stroller, and we'll do that again. I'm really a big fan of the Amazon 2-hour delivery, just to get all your basic stuff. I mean, that really has saved a lot of time and energy on our end. Bottle of water to Diet Dr. Peppers, because you cannot find Dr. Pepper on property. And I've complained to Cinderella about this, and she did not look into it like she promised me. All of those. And I would just say, too, you know, I think I have pants that are kind of my Disney pants, and basically any type of moisture wicking type, whether it's shorts or pants, that's what I carry with me. For one, I can wash those, even out by hand. Yeah, no cotton, definitely. Yeah, something that you can kind of easily clean up on your own, and they're just so lightweight. If you get wet, they dry out super fast. And I just go with Todd. And, if you've got small kids, you've got to have, I'd say two extra changes of clothes from the airport to hotel, because, you know, you don't know, like Mark said, you don't know where those bags are getting there. And inside the parks. And I will tell you, if you have something, we did, I don't know how, when we were in the parks and one time, and we forgot to bring diapers. What had happened is we had been in the parks, we had left the parks, something had happened, and basically we had the diaper bag, and we had everything for a diaper, but luckily Disney has those, and we went down to where they do all the first aid and everything else at, and they said what size you need, they took care of us. So the good thing is Disney's usually pretty good at helping you out. If you forget something, whether it's Band-Aids or anything else, they're pretty good at, you know, helping you out. So that, especially if you have small children, they're usually pretty good at all that.
All right. Anyone else have anything to add? I will add for myself a pain reliever of some sort. I don't know that that was mentioned. I mean, that's a silly little one. But the thing is about my family that's kind of unique, I guess, is that different ones of our family respond to different pain relievers. Like my wife and my oldest son are Tylenol people. I'm an Aleve person, and my other two kids are Advil people. Like different things work for us. So we always carry three different bottles of pain reliever. So anything else anybody want to add? All right. Well, that about does it. I don't know that we covered it as well as we did when, in the original days of WDW for Families, but we attempted to tonight. We attempted to give you a good list of things that we would have you pack for your trip to Walt Disney World. No one else has anything else to say. No, they don't.
Oh.
You're never too old to wish upon a star.